Hello, 103. Here we've got question 436, chapter 4, question 36. It's a question about budget constraints and just trying to use budget constraints to make an assessment of a comment that's very common these days. So question says, there's a great deal of talk in political circles about life being unaffordable. Keep the question simple, assume there's only one period and two goods are available for consumption, good X and good Y. Now, this idea that life is becoming unaffordable, that's been around forever. I remember as a teenager in the 1970s, when we had lots of inflation, this was just a regular kind of comment. It's life is less affordable than it was before. So let's just think about what this could mean here. So Part A says, in our economic model, people are constrained by their consumption by a budget constraint. Draw a budget constraint and show what bundles are affordable and not affordable. So if we come down here, we'll just draw what is a budget constraint. Now, you need to be careful when you draw budget constraints and realize what are the goods on the, what's on the axes. On the horizontal axis, we've got the good X. Could be apples, could be anything. On the vertical axis, we've got good Y. Now, this is different than a demand curve. A demand curve has a good X on the horizontal axis, but it has the relative price on the vertical axis. So it's a different type of graph. Now, the thing that we're going to graph is our budget constraint, which says that your nominal income is equal to how much of good X, how much do you spend on good X? So that's the quantity of good X multiplied by its price. Plus, how much do you spend on good Y, which is the price of good Y, multiplied by good Y. So this is your expenditure on X. This is your expenditure on Y. If I add them together, that's my total expenditure on all the goods that are available. And what this says is that if my budget constraint is binding, if this equation is satisfied, then the amount that I spend is equal to the amount of my income. Now, this is just a straight line, and it's a straight line that has intercept M over PY, and down here it has intercept M over PX. And it's just a straight line, so I can draw, if I can draw a straight line, looks something like that. The slope of this thing is going to be negative px over py, like that. Now, let me just come up here and change color. What's affordable and what's unaffordable? What is this line telling us? This line is telling us that the consumer can consume anything underneath and up to this line. So these bundles down here are the affordable bundles. Keep hitting my erase sign. Oh my goodness, affordable. So I can do better up here. These bundles up here are unaffordable. What that means is that if you wanted to consume this combination of good X and good Y, you just don't have the money to support that bundle. It's unaffordable to you, it's unattainable. Whereas if you wanted to consume this bundle or that bundle or this bundle over here, you can afford it. So part B says, does the existence of unaffordable bundles depend on the level of one's income? And the answer is yes, okay? That here is the set of affordable bundles and here's a set of unaffordable bundles for this person that has income M. If I increase this person's income, their budget constraint will shift out. This should be a parallel shift of a straight line. What that means is that bundles that were previously unaffordable are now affordable. That for a given amount of income, there's always bundles that are affordable and bundles that are unaffordable. With more income, we're able to afford more bundles. Now, answer C says, given your answer to C, but I think that should mean given your answer to B. Is there any economic meaning to the phrase life is becoming unaffordable? Well, if by life you mean the consumption of X and Y, well, what could that mean? It's always the case that there are combinations of X and Y that are unaffordable for everyone. And there are combinations of X and Y that are affordable to everyone. And so it doesn't make much sense. What you might be meaning is that prices are increasing over time, which means that your budget constraint is shifting in over time. And there are combinations of X and Y that are becoming unaffordable, if that's what you mean by life. But, you know, the poor are living just as much as the wealthy are living. It's just that they're consuming less. So when we say life is becoming unaffordable, we either mean that goods are rising in prices, or it's a rather meaningless statement, right? There are always bundles that are unaffordable and bundles that are